Okay. Glamour. It's real. I'm drinking like Theraflu tea with honey, echinacea, thyme. No, I don't know. Honey and ginger. I'm on another planet. I'm on like medication. I'm feeling great, but I'm feeling loopy doopy.
Yeah, I was going to ask you if you want to go out tonight, but I guess the answer is no now. Because you're fucked.
I mean, I'll probably go anyway.
Well, I don't want to get sick, though. If you have a cold, I want to get a cold.
No, it's just that, you know what it was? Like, it was like, we, you know, we met up earlier this week. We were hanging out. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, I was feeling fine. And then I just kept going. And I didn't get a lot of sleep. It was cold out. I was screaming on a microphone. Because, you know, I do my silly viewing party here in Brooklyn. And it was just lots of like, ah, ah, ah. And you know, after a night, you're like, oh, I did it. And
yeah.
Like, oh, my God. And then I kept going and kept going. And now it's like, oh, like, I don't feel great.
I just got over that like maybe a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. I had a very, I was like, couldn't breathe. I could not breathe out of my nose at all. It was horrible.
Well, you work so hard and you push yourself so much. It's like, it is important to be very lazy, everyone. I always call it a recovery day. I need a recovery day.
Recovery day is important. And speaking of recovery, let's talk about RuPaul's Drag Race. Listen, y'all, welcome back to Purse First.
Wow. That
not
was
first person,
good.
First person. This is sibling watchery. And today we are reviewing the Lollapalooza SmackDown. Do you like these episodes of Lollapaloozas?
No. This one, I was like, okay, I like watching the girls perform. I also like the silliness. Remember season 8 when we were like, when we dressed up and we were doing cha-cha bitch, like mini challenges that are really silly. I feel like it gives the girls personality. It like, it spices it up and it makes everyone think like drag can be glamorous and fashionable, but silly. It's supposed to be silly. I don't know.
But also very fun. You know, drag has a lot of avenues. Drag has a lot of avenues. There are some girls who do not think it's a joke or a game or at all. And they're like, this is it, honey. I'm the only bitch ever. And some folks are
don't
like,
talk
nothing
about
serious.
That way.
And some folks are like, I'm only goofy and I never take anything seriously. And then you have, I believe you and I are somewhere in the middle where we do a lot of camp, but also a lot of glamour.
I was going to say, in our humor, we take it very seriously.
In our humor. We do a huge amount of fashion as well.
Bob the Drag Queen 2023.
Now listen, okay. So off the bat, we just sent home Aura Maiori, and she has cursed everyone. She said, "May my dead father curse you all."
They laughed, and I was like, "Oh my god."
Oh yeah, well, something like my dead dad's gonna haunt you, or something like that, and they're all
thought
like,
it was very funny.
Everyone was like, ooh. I mean, what do you do? I mean, all you can do is laugh. I mean, like, what are you gonna say when someone says, "May my dead dad curse you"? All you can do is laugh.
Well, here it is. I lost my mom, and that was part of like the story that went on season 8. They were like, you know, work that in. They were like really trying to get it, and I said, listen, I am very sad that my mom passed away. If it comes up in this pressure cooker that we're filming, I will lose it. I'll start crying. And I don't mind. I'll share that with the world. But they were hiding under the tables being like, talk about your dead mom now. And I'm like, what are you? All right. Like, relax, you know? But it wasn't like a big, did Aura talk about her dead dad like that, where it was a big joke with the girls? Did I miss that?
I'll do it. So apparently she did talk about it. Jacob, apparently she did talk about it, but it didn't make the cut at the end of the show. Apparently, that's what she said online. That's what she said online, anyway.
Okay, all right. So, no context to all the viewers.
Yeah. So all we heard was "May my dead dad haunt you." So we're like, oh my goodness.
Well, all right. Anyway, the girls really liked her. I always thought she looked like Yzma, like a young Yzma from Emperor's New Groove.
Like Yzma. Yeah. She looked a little like Yzma. And Jax has now lip synced 2 times. It's really weird. The girls brag about sending everyone home, but I'm like, what are you gonna do? Just lip sync to the finale? Like, what are you gonna do? Just lip sync every? Yep. But also, to be fair, I believe that's what Cameron Michaels did.
Yeah. Oh wow. Yes.
I think because Cameron Michaels sent home Monet. She sent home. She battled against Eureka. Or was it Monet? Monet lip sync. I think Monet lip sync four times on her season. Yeah, I think Karen Michael just lip synced all the way to the finale. Like, she was just like, I'm just going to keep lip syncing until I get to the finale. That's what it was. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Lucy's like, honestly, I'm fuming that I was not in the top.
I know. That was like a big Alexis Michelle moment where she was backstage during. And she's like, why didn't you all come together and help me look better and win? Shame on you. You're not my friends. And I was like, what is going on? No.
Like, I don't understand why. I don't understand. Like, I get it. You want to be in the top, but like, at some point, I'm like, Lucy, listen, baby. You've been complaining about not being in the top almost every single week. Every week isn't your week. You had some great weeks. Snatch Game was you, baby. Snatch Game was you. Every week isn't your week. It wasn't supposed to be you every single time.
And that's okay.
And that's fine.
But again, it's like, I never won a challenge ever. But I was always like, oh, I felt good, like kind of being like, good.
But this is also, now we're being told there's a little bit of Drag Race delusion going around. Men in Black feels like there's Drag Race delusion happening in the world, and like everyone's delusional about where they should be and who they should be.
Yeah. Are these girls friends?
I mean, I assume they seem friendly for sure. I mean, they seem as friendly as we did.
They don't. We were like, hey, no. I mean,
we were also fighting. We were one of the last seasons that was like fighting.
I know everyone watches their words, but like when you look at a girl's eyes, it's like you want to say something and you're not saying it. That pisses me. I'm like, just say it. Just say it. Just fight more.
Well, Men in Black is not afraid to say what she wants to say. MIB, she's saying it. And fucking, and Lux is, and Malaysia. No, I disagree. Malaysia, Lux, MIB, they are all just saying what they think. They are like saying it.
Oh, yes. I love that you love like Malaysia so much, and Men in Black is like, I'm obsessed with this so much.
I love calling Mistress Men in Black because everyone posts her as MIB, so I just call her Men in Black, which is really funny to me. So the makeup moments. So Men in Black says that Spice, Marsha, and Lucy are the easy targets, which I thought was weird because in the first episode, I thought it looked like Marsha was a really good performer.
Yes. Right? Young and fun. And she is. She is a really good performer.
She's very smart. She has very clever numbers. She's very athletic. Yeah. It's not just like pointless, you know, acrobatic. She's like really, she does a clever lip sync. She does some really clever stuff.
So what was Malaysia thinking when she was like, I pick Marsha?
Well, as you see down the line, Malaysia swears up and down she had no plan. I was like, bitch, this is when you need a plan. Like, if there's any time
you
to have a plan,
send
bitch,
one person home, who can you kick their ass? Who? Do that.
I would have chosen Spice right away.
Mm-hmm.
Right, like, honey.
Oh, yes.
Like when you're first learning to cook, grab a spice immediately. So Sasha and according to Men in Black, Sasha and Anitra are the two that no one wants to go up against.
Yes. Which, I love Anitra. I think she's cool. Polished.
Yeah, she's
amazing.
Really cool. Yeah.
Gorgeous. Like, really can perform. And her body when she moves is very Brooklyn Heights.
I want her to get more camera time.
Yeah. Even this last episode, I was like, where's her? Maybe she's just not that spicy on the camera. She doesn't have those one-liners. She's not speaking up.
I mean, that's a possibility.
Maybe. Yeah.
Let's go in. Maybe. Let's go into the looks from the episode. Let's talk about the judges. Jacob, what is this picture? Oh, it's Ross. I was like, why is Ross by the in this thing? Ross is like standing outside. Okay, so RuPaul looks stunning. Love this look. This like black, wet looking, and she's doing this like short white hair these days, it's not short. I don't know how short it is, but it's like, it's small hair. It's not like big, long flow. It's like a short little, I love this look. I think Michelle also looks great. I love that Michelle's back to wearing her leopard print, which is her favorite color. Michelle's been looking very stunning lately. Ross is back to the sequin bomber jackets.
Stop. Michelle, can we just take a second and worship Michelle Visage?
Yeah, for sure.
Just for like a second for me, I always loved her when we were on tours together in person. She is so down to earth, cool, supportive, and just like knowledgeable, right? And just like a cool fucking chick. You know what I mean? And yeah. Even recently, she's been looking more beautiful. And she's always been very open about her breast augmentation and the reasons. Mm-hmm. Did she always say, am I right, she never had any work done in her face? Or is that like a...
I don't know. I don't know. I think she may have had some Botox and stuff. I don't know if she's had anything else done. I don't know if she had anything else done or not.
This woman is looking younger, fresher, softer, and healthier.
Maybe because she finally got something done. Do you think it's because she finally got...
I'm not hinting. I'm just flatly saying that bitch had no... Maybe it's because she only eats leaves and ginger or whatever, right? Isn't her diet crazy?
Yeah, apparently. But she looks good. She looks stunning. And Ross is back to wearing his sequin jackets, which were gone for a while. But guess who's back in the house?
Rossi.
So let's go on to these performances. Okay. So up first, the first queen's name pulled is Malaysia. Malaysia chooses Marsha, okay? But she says that she had no logic, no rhyme, no reason for choosing Marsha. If you click the link, you can actually watch the lip sync while we're in the chat. So Malaysia chooses Marsha. Who would you have chosen first?
Spice.
Immediately.
Yeah.
Immediately. Oh, muted though, baby. Yeah. So as it's happening, my sound might happen too.
I'm just playing in the background
during mine. So yeah. what I'm noticing during this is, okay, first of all, I'm like, okay, Marsha has already proved that she's a great dancer. Plus, this is what the issue is. Whoever you choose has the most songs to choose from. They can choose from literally any song.
Anything. Exactly.
So you were just letting this girl literally pick whatever. I would not pick someone like her if it was literally. I do think that her backflip was a little unwarranted.
You don't think she needed it.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know if this is a part where you need to be doing a backflip. I don't understand why we're doing a backflip right now in this song.
I think maybe that girl was up there and she's like, I'm just going to show what I can do right away. Boom. Let's do it.
I think so. Yeah, it was probably like a thing. So Malaysia tries to kick in a high gear. Malaysia does the crunchiest kick in the history of Drag Race. She's like, girl, get your leg up there. Up where? That leg did not. It was a full-on 90-degree angle, this kick.
Also, this is my thing, and I'm going to be a little saucy here. It's just like when you're here and you're on the show and you've made it and you're performing for millions of people, do your best right away and give 100% all the time. It was only when she was like, oh, she's doing well, I better step it up. I was like, that's what it took? Just do it. I don't know.
What do you think of these outfits?
Orange is definitely not my color. Orange and yellow, I cannot wear that. Either one.
On them.
But enough about me. What do you think about me in these colors, Bob?
I don't think I've ever seen you in orange.
Ever. Or yellow.
I must have seen you in orange. I've known you for years. I must have seen orange at least once.
I've worn all of it. I just have really red undertones, so orange and reds are not really my thing. I was going to say, right when this girl's hair is amazing, Marsha's hair was literally growing out of her scalp. I was like, ooh, yeah. I love her hair. It was growing out of her head. I think Malaysia's really makeup is like almost too much or something. I don't know. On camera, I was like, you are wearing a lot.
Something about her makeup, her highlight doesn't translate on camera. I agree.
Yeah, it's like too dark or something. I don't know.
I don't love either of their outfits. If I had to choose between the two, I prefer Malaysia's over Marsha, because Marsha is just wearing bra panties and gloves.
Yeah.
Really? So, yeah. I mean, like, but also you're lip syncing, so be comfortable. So I get it. Like, I wouldn't go crazy either. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So in terms of this lip sync, Malaysia wins, and I'm not Malaysia, sorry. Marsha wins, and I agree with that decision.
Yeah, me too. She looked gorgeous. And she did it.
And she did a good job.
I like the backflip. She won me right there, so I don't think it was unwarranted. I thought it was like, all right, bitch, you're here to play, you know?
drag me. All right, so fight me, bitch. Up next
well,
is...
Well, you are so just Lucy- all about Emma and Black, so I'm just like...
Our next partner has truly made a positive impact on the most important person in my life. And no, I'm not talking about Jacob. I'm talking about my cat. My cat's old food used to stink, stank, stunk, y'all, okay? And I used to dread every time I had to feed Miss Colleen. That old cat food was boring, it was gray, it was looking crazy, and I could see Colleen literally vomiting telepathically at the thought of having to eat it. And cat food has been the same forever, so it's time cat food took the move to the 21st century, and that's why I've been trying Smalls. Are you feeding your cat kibble? Now is the time to update your cat food with Smalls. Smalls cat food is protein-packed recipes made with preservative-free ingredients you'd find in your fridge, and it's delivered right to your door. Smalls was started
now,
back...
I was watching my poor niece eat literal hard kernels of dry cereal while Monet and Andy were eating gourmet food. And that's actually when I stepped in and I said, we need to make sure that she's eating as well as you two are, okay? Smalls was started back in 2017 by a couple of guys home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. And a few short years later, they serve millions of meals to cats around the world, honey. And I feel better knowing that Colleen is eating well. And that she has an aunt like me who looks out for her to make sure she's not eating that old burnt up kibble. You can finally open up a packet of cat food and not get nauseated. You actually recognize the ingredients in the packet of Smalls Food. Now give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/rivalry and use code rivalry to check out for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find. But you have to use the code RIVALRY for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code RIVALRY for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. So up next is Lucy LaDuca, and she chooses Spice, which is the right choice, because I don't know that Lucy could have beaten anyone else. I don't think there is another person
do you
on
like
this
Lucy?
Stage. Lucy's fine, but I don't think her talents lie in lip syncing. I think Lucy's a good actor. I think Lucy's a good improver. I think Lucy's a good comedian. I don't think her talents lie in improv. I mean, lie in lip syncing and dancing.
And gorgeous.
She's very stunning. She's very stunning, yes.
Do you know who she looks like now that I'm looking this? She looks like the child, oh, I shouldn't even say this, but I'm going to say it anyway, of Brooklyn Heights and Cherry Pie.
Jesus.
Look at her. Christ. Am I off?
I have no comment. To me, she does kind of right. Look... She looks a little bit like who's the woman who sings "How many fucks do I give?" How many? Erica Jane. She looks a little bit like Erica Jane too.
Okay.
In this particular moment.
I gotcha.
So Spice chooses Joan Jett. Do you want to touch me? And yep. Lucy did a good. I mean, it's watching Spice. Like, okay, first of all, this was probably the worst lip sync of the night.
Yes.
No.
Oh,
because Malaysia versus Spice. Spice was in the two worst lips.
You know what? I think her outfit was right for this, but it's just, I'm watching it again. And I'm like, I think after I did this, I was at a viewing party and the whole audience went, send them both home.
Yeah.
It was one of those like, they gave 30%.
Now that I'm thinking about it, either one of these girls could have won or lost. And I'd have been like, sure, because neither one of them ate the other one up. No one ate the other one up. And Spice has some really weird, like, instincts on stage. Like, she just does the. I will say this, in her defense, I've never seen anyone make almost any of these decisions.
This is the thing. It's like, these are really young kids who grew up and what did drag during, you know, behind their screens at their house. They didn't ever cook in life. You know what I mean? They never took time to cook and learn and look at an audience member and be like, oh, you like that joke? I'll tell another.
Oh yeah, that's not reading. This isn't working well. You're not liking this thing that I'm doing. Yeah.
Because, you know, we've been doing this for 20 years or something. You learn how to do it. And then they get on the show and I'm like, they're just not there. They need to cook. They need to live life a little bit better. And that's what you're like, I've never seen a performer make these decisions on the stage because they've never been on a stage before.
Yeah. I've been doing drag now for 15 years. And why are you laughing at me?
I thought that was a dig on how much older I am than you or something. I was like, wow, they were going to just do this again. But, you know, you're just not.
Yeah, you are. I've been doing Greg for much less time than you've been doing it because I am considerably younger than you. No. I will say I did spend my first, like, 7-8 years of drag, like, hardcore, night after night, all the time. Even if I wasn't performing, I was at a club watching someone else perform. So I had a lot of time to take in what works. I had a lot of time taking what works. And I don't think that Spice has had that moment yet because I was like, what is even happening right now? She's like facing the wrong direction.
I'm trying to get into her brain. I think if she's just sitting there being like, ooh, like a camera. Yeah, you know how I'm sitting here with you right now, look at you. I'm like, this is it. This is what, you know what I mean? Like, ooh, my camera in my living room. Not like lights in your face, sweating people screaming or booing and stares and the edge of the stage and having to take it up with your body and your arms as a performer. And I think that's, right? It's just kind of small.
Yeah. I think it's usually just her and Sugar in a room, like rooting for each other no matter what. You know what I mean? So Lucy LaDuca's one, and I'm like, yeah, sure. I could see that.
Sure.
Like, I wasn't like, yes, honey, Lucy scrubbed Spice, honey. I was like, sure, Lucy LaDuca won. Work.
Do you like this Lucy outfit with all the
I love ties? It. I think it's really cute.
Yeah,
I think it's really cute.
Yeah.
You don't like it?
You know what it is? I like very simple things. Suits, you know, with one color and one button or one belt. And this is like how many...
Can we post a picture of Thorgy wearing an absolutely crazy
disgusting,
outfit?
Disgusting, crazy outfit with way too many bells and whistles. Fine, I'll take it. If you can find one, go for it.
Thorgy be like, I like it really plain. And Thorgy just wearing... Shut up.
You're horrible. But also, I want to see it. Also, you'll find one. Now people are going to send it. Oh, you're going to find the like craziest. 10. Oh, you're going to find one from 20 years ago from when I first did drag.
You come out on the finale of Drag Race with like danglies all over your hair. Like your whole hair was like rubber cords.
Yes, but if you look at it, it was just a suit.
The outfit is sleek.
That's what I'm saying. It's just very, I don't know. It's like one of those, you know, take off two things before you leave the house.
The neon, you know, the neon thing where you had like the...
No, I know that, but then it was like really, like I wore rubber bracelets and like one bodysuit, but it was simple. It wasn't like, shut up. You're kind of right, but shut up. You're let's like, just simple, on. Not too many things. Got it. Rubber tubing.
Let's go on to the fourth lipstick of the night. No, the third lipstick of the night, which is Lux Noir gets chosen and she chooses Selena. As titties, and Selena chooses All Coming Back to Me Now, which is a perfect lip sync song. I would have chosen this. All Coming Back to Me Now is one of the best songs you can lip sync to for a lot of reasons. One, you have Celine Dion doing basically all the heavy lifting for you. You just got to show up to the party, and Celine Dion is doing all of the work for you. She is she's so animated in the way she sings. If you just lean into it and just like have fun, you're going to do a kick-ass job in this lip sync. Yes. You know what I mean? Do you love the song?
Well, I'm going to go back. Yeah, Celine does all the work for you because she just does these vocal acrobatics. You know what I mean? If you're a performer, let her do the work and carry it and sell it. But then I like that Selena was like, oh, I'm also going to be really funny and entertain. You know what I mean? She took it to the next level. And I love that she has this big face. I have such a tiny face. I have like Sarah Jessica Parker face. Like I look like a little banana face. Whenever these girls show up with these huge faces, I'm like, fuck you, up yours. You can paint. Like Kim. I was like, Kim, you have so much
Kim has a big face. Brita Filter, big face.
Big face. Then you can just
Men in Black, big face.
Anyway, but it's good when you're performing on a stage because you have so much to look at. And I think Selena used all of it. And that was really cool. That's what she won for me, you know?
Selena definitely ate. I mean, I prefer what Selena was doing. I really hate the edit of this song. Now, to be fair, it is a very long song. There's a lot. The way they edited the song down, I just hated it. I was like,
you wanted certain sections, yeah.
It was just so jarring, and they left out some of my favorite parts. And I get it. You can't. It's the episodes are now 14 minutes long. So I get it. We can't.
And so is that song. So
we can't show the whole thing. I get it. I didn't really look at Lux, to be honest. I didn't really look at her much.
No. And then I'm like watching it now and I'm like, oh, she was there.
One of my favorite quotes when Lux goes, honestly, she goes, honestly, what? I'm a little very gagged. She goes, I just
That's
lost.
That's what you've been carrying this whole
time. She goes, honestly, I lost, and honestly, I'm a little very gagged. That is so, what does that mean?
I'm a little very gagged.
That is, the way she speaks is so funny to me. She is fucking hilarious to me. But in true Lux fashion, she thought she should have won that lip sync.
Oh, of course. The best.
she was gagged that she didn't win. Mm. And of course, you know, our girl, Selena Estides, makes it, she is safe to Estides another day.
Another day.
Do you see girls doing your bits?
Oh, straight up doing my mixes that I like send. And Same. Then they just take my mix that I'm like, I sat there for like 7 hours editing this. That's wrong, where I'm like, you're literally just doing my mix. Like, ew, that I think that's really off limits, isn't it?
Oh, it's shady. I've had people text me and be like, one time this girl wrote me and was like, hey, could you send me your Vogue mix? And I said, no. You know, I was like, I made my own mix. And she goes, okay, I understand that. Just send me all the clips you use and I'll make it myself.
Oh, okay, sweetheart.
I was like, no, it's my idea. Like, the whole idea is mine. Like, make your, like, do your own. I will never forget. It was a DM on Facebook or Instagram. I was like, just make your own.
All coming back to me. Now, is
I don't
that
remember
baby,
the queen.
Baby,
I don't remember the queen.
Baby, if mm-hmm. Right?
And then I would do the thing and I would drop the baby and I would
I remember
kick it. I used
seeing
to do it at Saliva.
At like Barracuda when you had your show there on Mondays. Yeah. And you would do this and if that felt, and now everyone does baby. And then you used to kick it out into the audience.
Drop the baby and kick the baby. Yeah, that would freeze at the beginning. If you guys want to go check it out on the internet, there's clips of me doing it. This was one of my signature numbers.
Yes.
And that is part of being a queen who's not necessarily particularly new. If you've been doing drag for probably more than 10 years like we have, or more than 20 years like Third Year has, at some point, eventually, some queen is going to be inspired by you and just do your bits and just do your songs, your mixes, wear your clothes, and become you.
Jacob, to answer your questions, Emotions by Mariah Carey, which I've done for years and years and years, and Tell It to My Heart, Taylor Dane. I've gotten like death threats and emails being like, thank you so much for ruining this song for me because now they can't hear it the same way.
And that was just Taylor Dane.
Yeah, she wrote me. She doesn't care for me. Well, I can't talk about it. It's a court thing now. It's actually legal. It's a battle. So,
okay, let's move on to the fourth lip sync of the night. Mistress's name is chosen and she chooses Jax, which I think is a very fierce choice. I love that she chooses Jax. Mistress is a fierce queen. Mistress is like, bitch, I want to. But Mistress is like, I like a fight. And she's very confident, and I think with good reason. So Jax chooses Tell It to My Heart. Speaking of your signature numbers. Oh yeah, I guess it was those two. So I guess Jax is the best option out of those three, huh?
Yeah. Fine. Perfect.
So Jax chooses to perform Tell It to My Heart. And MIB said that she chose Jax because she wanted Tell It to. So Men in Black is saying, I chose Jax because I want to do Tell It to My Heart. And I'm assuming that Jax will choose Tell It to My Heart, which if that's the case, she ate that. That was very, very, very clever.
Yes. Yes. I like this pairing because I know Jax. Before she got on the show, I booked her a bunch in Brooklyn and I was like, I'm in love with you. The way she is such an acrobat is kind of really original in how good she is. And I'm like, great. And then we have Men in Black, who also is commanding, gorgeous. Oh. I mean, just like really funny, intense, gorgeous, and physical for such a big girl. Love it. It is amazing to watch that happen. And I thought that was, this is going to be cool. I was excited for this lip sync. Oh, Jax was wearing this like wackadoo look, right? With like the overalls. Let's see. Like red, like a like clown colors. It was like blue, yellow, red. And then like ribbons as suspenders. With pockets and patches on the knees. And then like a black boot.
Jax is straight up dressed like a clown. Jax is just straight up dressed like a clown. And the hair is making it even more intense.
That, I'm like bozo hair. And then it's great. This is kind of, now I'm like living for it, but also it's kind of cuckoo crazy.
But
like a clown bra.
I do think that the Men in Black could have done her reveal at a better time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Again,
what was that? There was one lip sync that I always talk about with the reveal where it's like the music starts and the coat came off. I forgot who did it. And I was like, wow.
My favorite, reveal in the history of Drag Race is Aquaria and the cupcake. When Aquaria was wearing the big cupcake, and then she just put it to the ground. It was wild. There's also when Trinity the Tuck came out in that big cape, massive cape. It was huge. It went to the floor. Train?
Yeah.
It was just a black cape with a collar with no details. It was just
fabric. It was a curtain with a belt. Yeah. Okay.
And so this is where I think like I get it. You do acrobatics, but like, if you do it every time, and this is your third time lip syncing, you gotta switch something up. Like Latrice Royale is a great example of someone who doesn't do splits and kicks every single time she goes on stage.
Sometimes but she chooses wisely when to stick it in.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Sometimes she just stays there and she gets into the song, and sometimes she does kicks and sometimes she does splits. It's not every time you have to kick and split. Kennedy Davenport is another great example of someone who doesn't always go like dancing at 1,000 miles an hour, no matter the song.
You don't need it every time. Yeah, you don't need it.
So Jax loses her first lip sync. She is very gagged. She's a little very gagged. And
stop.
And Men in Black wins. And I agree with her win, but baby, the other girls do not agree. They were like, all thought she lost, which I don't know if it's like an edit thing, but from what I saw, Mistress won. Gagged.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Would you agree?
Yes, absolutely. And especially after we've seen, you know what I mean? We've seen it, Jax, right? So it's like, okay, I don't know. But yes, I do agree. I think Men in Black won.
But all the other girls were 1,000%. They were like, we thought you were going home, baby. We thought you were done. So then she gets really mad and she's like, well, Lucy, I think that you lucked out by choosing Spice. Let's just say that. And then she looked over at Lil Mama, Marsha, and started reading her for something. I was like, she is back
mad.
Here. Well, they came for her because she came. Imagine coming in a good mood. You're like, woo. Because everyone else got celebrated except Men in Black. Everyone that came in, they were like, woo.
I mean, I would be mad too. I'd be like, wait, what? You're gonna ruin my day.
They were like, "Oh,
thanks a lot for ruining my day. Thanks very much. Thank you."
No, that shit would piss me off. So I don't know if I would start dragging immediately, but when you're in the pressure cooker of Drag Race, I probably would have. TBH.
Oh yeah, defense mode right away, and let's tear each other apart. Boom.
So now it's down to Anitra and Sasha Colby, and Anitra gets to choose a song. She chooses I'm in Love with a Monster. I love this song. I love this song.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
This is the best lip sync of the night. Easy.
Yes. Yes.
Easy.
Both of them with their hair flips, gorgeous. They both are just so in charge of their bodies. They're good movers. They're using their, it's just such good visual performers, both of them.
Yeah.
So I think it was a good pairing.
I agree. That being said, Sasha ate down. This was easily Sasha's round. Yeah. The way she paced her number was perfect. The way she just did it. This was a very, very, there was enough variety in her moves. This was a great performance. If even if this wasn't Lip Sync for Your Life, if Anitra wasn't there, this would have still been a perfect performance.
Yes. And I gotta say, what Sasha Colby was wearing, like the whole outfit, head to toe, worked to her advantage. It worked all together as a premium package for me. The outfit was amazing. Yeah.
I agree.
They both looked amazing, but you know.
They did. But Sasha ate, and it is a competition, darling. And someone has to lose and someone has to win. And Sasha Colby has won. So now we're going back to all the girls who have lost. Now all the girls who have lost are officially back over the talking block. On round six, Malaysia is chosen first again. And this time she wises up and she chooses Spice. So Spice chooses the song Don't Go Yet. And she's like, I know. This is one of my favorite moments of the entire episode. She goes, I choose Don't Go Yet by Camila Cabello because I know for a fact that Malaysia does not know these words.
Keep going. And then halfway through she goes. My favorite moment of the episode.
And then she goes, I look over and I realize, yes, Malaysia doesn't know the words. But then I realize, bitch, I don't know the words either.
So they're both just doing lots of this.
Spice is so weird. She's odd, right? This is an odd,
so odd
queen.
So odd.
Like, she just didn't think to the second part of that whole thing. And then at one point she starts doing this.
Wait, I can't see you. I'm looking at the other screen. Hold on.
During the conga line thing, and I was like, is she doing da, 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 hey da, 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 da. I was like, what is
laying on the floor like this, just like hanging out for like 5 minutes. Like, I'm like, what is happening?
Who does this? This was the worst lip sync of the night. Easily.
Yes. Easily.
This one was horrible.
Oh,
horrible.
Yes.
So Malaysia wins, which I do agree, but not by it's like when Lucy lips against Spice. It's like marginally, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Malaysia does win, and then when she gets back to the room, Malaysia's like, why did you pick Marsha? Marsha's like, I don't know why you picked me. And Malaysia's like, oh, I just kind of blanked out and you were standing next to me. Do you believe that?
No. Also, this is why it's like, just fight with each other. Just call each other out and be like, I thought I could win.
Hit her.
I thought I could beat your little ass. You know what I mean? I don't know. I just don't mind a little fight sometimes. I don't mind arguing. I love arguing.
Did you fight on our season? Besides with me, did you fight with anyone else?
I didn't even fight with, did we fight?
No, we never fought.
Yeah, like whatever. I just like to pick arguments, but like everyone, I'd like to like, I'm definitely like a busy, I'll be like, Bob, did you hear what blah, blah, blah said about you? And then I'll go to the other person and start that fight and then be like the medium being like, guys, don't fight.
Not an instigator.
Yes, I am totally stir the pot person. Stir it.
So then for the seventh lip sync of the night, oh my God, this is crazy. Also, total side note, you know, like these songs are really expensive.
Oh, good point. So the budget. Like,
I mean, typically the cheapest you can get a song for is like $20,000. That's like the cheapest you can get a song for usually. And we're already seven songs in. We're already at least $140,000 just in lip sync songs.
The producers were like, everyone better watch this lip sync palooza.
Imagine spending $20,000 and then you get, Spice versus Malaysia, Camila Cabello, Don't Go.
I don't know the lyrics.
Like we paid $20,000. You bitches better learn some fucking lyrics up in this bitch, honey.
There was a lot of songs, but they had to have gotten these beforehand, right?
Yeah, which is just too, y'all. We usually have one song to learn. These girls had to learn,
and they didn't know which one, so they were like, "I have to be good at all of these, just in case."
And obviously they didn't learn them all. Clearly.
Obviously.
So I'm like, this is too much. So then we're down to lipstick number seven. Anitra, Lux, and Jax are all going. And then they're doing The Right Stuff by Vanessa Williams. And the very first thing Anitra does is show us her pussy. The very first thing, she jumps on the ground, spreads her legs, which loved that move. I loved that move. But I will say this. Now all the girls are splitting, dipping.
Yeah. Oh, this was jumping, a show. I think when I watched it, I said, look at this threesome as like a girl group. I'm like, they are all giving the most. I'm like, I love it. I kind of loved it. It was great.
It got to a point where they were just
routines.
It got to a point where they were just doing splits and dips in the weirdest spots you can do them. Just in spots that just didn't make any sense.
Yeah.
It was like, and I splits am telling dip you. I'm cartwheel, not, you know. Actually, you did do a cartwheel.
I know, shut up. I was literally thinking about that. I'm like, don't you dare. And you had to use that lip sync where I went, you had to trigger me, send me back. Shut up.
Why did you do a cartwheel?
Do you know why I did a cartwheel?
Why?
Because
you waved, and then you did a cartwheel.
No, I didn't wave.
No, Thorgy, I'm telling you right now, you waved. I will never forget this. You waved, and then.
Maybe because the lyric was like, I'm not going. And then I was like, yeah, but I will. But I don't know. What did I do?
No, the line was, and
don't you dare pull this up right now. This is garbage. I don't want to watch this. No, because Chi-Chi broke her stupid pearls all over the floor.
Pearls,
and
yeah.
I thought, I'm not going to be a fool who like trips over them. I'm going to prove that like that doesn't bother me at all. I'm a strong performer. I'm going to do a cartwheel over them. That's why I did it.
Wait, can we get
look
to the wave?
Us. Girl.
Oh my God, Vanessa Williams. Oh my God, Vanessa Williams. No, that's Vivica Fox. Sorry,
no.
That's Vivica Fox.
Wow.
Well, it was a flash. I just saw her in a flash. And then you waved?
No, I think shut up. Don't stop rewinding it. Stop rewinding it. Wow. This is gonna be a gif now. And RuPaul, look at my rewind play it again. Look at RuPaul's face after I do it. She's like this. She's like, why did you do that? Look, watch. Look. Her face.
Also, oh my God. This was and during this performance, Chi-Chi, during this whole performance, Kim Chi is on my shoulder crying, dressed as a sad clown. She's literally bawling her eyes out because she was almost in the bottom. Do you remember this? Kim Chi was almost gonna have to lip sync, and she's bawling her eyes out, and she literally says to me, she goes, I didn't know this would be so hard.
Wow,
that was a wild day. Anyway, back to this lip sync. So Lux wins the lip sync, which I would give it to Anitra.
Yeah. Well, we are very much agreeing on every opinion with these lip syncs. Yes.
Yeah, I would have given it to Anitra. I don't think anyone got crushed. I don't think anyone got crushed. They all did a good job. But I still would have given it to Anitra. I agree.
I'm watching again. Here is my pussy right at the beginning.
But the funny thing is, right when Lux gets back there, one of the first things she says is, well, I got robbed for my first win. And then Selena goes, but you didn't win.
love it. Attack her, titties. You better.
She goes, no, she was something like, I should have won the first time. She goes, but you didn't. And she was like, I did not, but I'm here now, which is all that matters. That was a really great moment. That was a very, very beautiful moment.
Oh, yes.
So now we're down to the eighth and final lip sync. And this is where we realize it's going to be another three-way. We're like, oh, it's going to be another three-way battle. It's going to get crazy. But then RuPaul's like, oh, no.
This is a lot of performing the whole episode, man.
It's eight songs. This is a minimum of $160,000. And RuPaul goes, cool. Well, what's going to actually happen is I'm going to pick a girl's name. The girls whose name we pick will then choose to save someone. Like, this person will just go straight to the, you will go straight to the workroom. You will see next week, hands down, no questions asked. And everyone is probably thinking she's going to choose Jax because Jax is like a harder lip sync. And then she says a great line. She goes, I can't lip sync against Spice. Would that be fair?
I need that on a hat.
I can't lip sync against Spice. And she goes, would that be fair?
Is that fair?
And she would scrub the floor with Spice.
Girl, yes.
The floor.
Well, not until she whipped out the conga line, the cha-cha. Would I have saved Spice? No.
Honestly, I would have taken an easy route. I don't need y'all's respect. I don't need y'all to be like, Bob, you're so brave. I need the crown, bitch. Yeah. I need the crown.
What's the fastest way to annihilate?
Literally. I would have bullied Spice on that stage. I would have bullied Spice.
I would have paid money to just sit in the back like this, watching that.
And I would not have felt bad about it. At all. You know, one of the biggest annihilations in the history of Drag Race ever was Peppermint versus Cynthia Lee Fontaine on season 9. I want to try to remember before Jacob looks it up. Jake, can you mute while you're typing? It sounds like you're like stumping through the house. What was the song? It was oh my God, I cannot remember the song. What was it, Jacob? Oh, it was Madonna. Music, yeah. Music. Yeah, because it was not Madonna. They're all dressed as Madonna. And then Pep went bananas.
Bananas. And it was just like she couldn't keep. Cynthia didn't.
And even when Pep did the I would remember watching from home being like, this is amazing. Crazy.
Oh, I want to watch it again immediately.
Just like Marilyn Monroe. Yes, dear.
Bob, early in the episode, when Mistress chose Jax, you said you thought that was fierce because she was choosing a fierce lip syncer and performer.
No, it's fierce that Anitra chose her. I wouldn't have done it. I think the fact that Anitra chose to save Spice is fierce. I would have not done that. Bitch, I don't need to show y'all that I'm fierce. I'll be fierce another day. I'll be fierce tomorrow.
Yeah,
maybe that's because Anitra can do that. I can't dance like that. I can't do that stuff she's doing. Yeah. I would have been like, I'm not gonna go up against the backflip queen while I can't do any of that stuff. Is it fierce that she did that? Yes, it is very fierce that Anitra chose to save Spice. I would have not done that in 1,000 years. Not in 1,000 years would I have done that.
I agree.
But also it's different too, because at the top of the show, Mistress, she chose Jax, but that wouldn't have been her last chance. This is Anitra's last chance. There's no down the line two more lip sync. This is the last time you will get to save yourself from elimination.
So it's like, make the easy choice and stick around and give yourself the best option, the best formula to stay. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. Even if,
especially when it's your last one.
I can't lip sync against
life. Bitch, life's not fair. Now grab this skinny bitch and scrub the floor with her red wig.
Throw her out.
Okay, so Lux. Also, right before Spice goes back to the room, and RuPaul just explained all the rules. Lux goes, "Can someone explain what just happened? I'm kind of confused."
Stop. Did she say that?
Like, yes. All the girls like gather like, oh my God. And Lux goes, can someone explain what just happened? I'm kind of confused. That was such a
read.
It was great. She was just the fact that she's always a little bit behind. I love that. I'm obsessed with that. It's really funny.
What's going on in her head? Like, she's just feeling herself.
Yeah, I'm stunning. I'm gorgeous. I'm beautiful. I'm sickening. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna win Drag Race. You know what
and
I mean?
I'm not paying attention. Yeah.
Yeah. So they lip sync to Finally, which is, ooh, I love this song. Meaning Mr. Right, the man of my dreams.
Like, what queen in all history hasn't, like, what? How does that not get you going?
You can love the way we love. And they're pretty evenly matched. They're pretty evenly matched up in here. I don't think anyone's getting scrubbed across the floor. I will say this, it is very fun to watch this. It is very fun to watch this lip sync. And Anitra wins, and I agree with him.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. It was really satisfying because it was like check mark. Thank you for that. Yes, I agree.
So Jax, after two episodes in the bottom, and then finally being the last one, and she's lip synced. So Jax has now lip synced 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I think five times, or
yeah,
five times on this season of Drag Race, and she and one of the Connecticut queens are getting knocked down. The Connecticut queens are going one, but Lucy, ooh, watch out, all these Connecticut girls, because Amethyst, Jax, and Robin were all Connecticut girl. There's one Connecticut. There's one Connecticut left, honey.
Kind of love it. Connecticut. Yeah, there's a bunch of girls from Connecticut this year.
And now, and look right now, bitch. I live in New York City, and I don't even know that many queens from Connecticut. I mean, I don't live anymore. I lived in New York City for 12 years. Connecticut is right next door. I don't even know that many queens from Connecticut.
No, we worked with a lot of girls that were like, we live in New York, but Connecticut was like, yeah. Oh.
Jersey, Long Island,
yeah,
upstate,
yeah. Queens, Brooklyn,
Philly. I knew more queens from, there are more queens from Philly, from the one city of Philly, come from the entire state of Connecticut.
Yes. Pittsburgh. They were like, yeah, Pittsburgh.
LA, Mars. anything but a queen from Connecticut.
Yeah.
So I found out that next week's episode, they're going to have a ball. We're going to have to make something. And next week, are you ready for this wild fact? Next week is the 200th episode of RuPaul's Drag Race. By any chance, do you remember what happened on the 100th episode of Drag Race?
Me? I do.
Yeah, do you remember?
Oh, no, wait. I was thinking the 100th queen was Derek Barry.
What do you remember the 100th episode?
Give me the season.
It was season 8. It was the first episode. Our first episode was the 100th episode of RuPaul's Drag Race.
Oh, then I was right. Yeah, so when when we were all walking in, was it the 100th episode? Yeah. And she was the 100th queen.
And
to
the
walk
100th
in?
Queen, yes.
Okay, so thank you. All right, that's what I thought. Yeah, so that was kind of cool that we got to celebrate
that. Can you believe there have been as many episodes from the beginning to us, and then from us to now?
It really feels like yesterday. I was like...
I know what you mean. It does, yeah. There have been 100 episodes of Drag Race since you walked through the door and said, I'm third year with the TH and Orgy and I feel incredible.
People also, stopped me in the subway and said that to me all the time.
Also, Thorgy is now on TikTok, everyone. Thorgy's made one... Well, I made one TikTok for Thorgy and she posted it. Have you made another one?
No, not yet. Not yet, but it's on my big, huge list of things. I have lists all over the place, that just things that I like to accomplish. And then I make lists to remind me of the list of things that I have to make lists of to, like, fix. Anyway, making another TikTok video is on there. So I will.
You You do Drag Race viewing parties. Can you tell us where you do your parties?
Oh, well, yeah. So I brought it back. I did a tailgate party, which was outside after 2020. And then when I'm here... I do a Friday party with Brooklyn Girls. We do a show viewing party at Tailgate every Friday, doors at 7, 8 o'clock episode. And 9 o'clock, we do shows, and it's very fun. It's a good workout. I like sweating my butt off.
If y'all want to have some fun with Thor, G. Thor, and Brooklyn, please go down to Tailgate and have some fun. She is a good time gal.
You got to come. Come hang out with us.
I would love to. Do the newer queens treat you like an old lady? Are they like, Thorgy? Oh my God, it's Thorgy.
No, they really don't. They're just like, we love you. Like, you're so cool. I'm like, okay, cool. Or maybe they turn around and they're like, old wench bitch.
not like in a bad way, but they're like, oh my God, like reverence. Like, I can't believe it's like they're like, what was it like? Did they ever do stuff like, what was it like back?
Do you know a lot of people are like, oh, I went to the
like,
same.
Are they ever like, what was it like at TNT? I heard it was really fun.
Yeah.
What was Backspace like?
Sugarland.
What was Sugarland like? Sugar. Or do you tell us?
They don't even know. But I do get a lot of people that are like, oh, I went to the same conservatory as you. I graduated in 96. Oh, no, sorry. I graduated in like 2000, 20. And I'm like, wait, how old are you? That makes me feel like, oh, I'm a grandma.
when did you graduate?
2006.
I was supposed to graduate college in 2008, but I dropped out.
And look at you now, baby. The face of success. Number one on the charts. You are.
Well, for like a day, but I was there. I was there.
Girl, that's amazing. And you should be very proud. You're cool, and I love you.
And I feel incredible. All right. Thank you all for watching. And we'll see you all next week. Monet chose not to come today because it's her birthday. So I guess she thinks she gets the day off,
even though
I
worked
on my birthday. It's also Jacob's birthday. Happy birthday to Jacob, too. Happy birthday, my baby. I love you.
Happy birthday.
All right. Bye, everyone.
See ya.